This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and there you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. And as always, our helpline is always open, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Today, a special day. Your money matters with our good friend Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. And Kurt's going to be the star of his own show today. Yeah, well, normally we have guests.
What a surprise. And your money does matter.
It absolutely does. And no place more than when we're talking about mortgages.
Yeah, there are so many different ways to make sure you're getting the best power out of the money that you have. And a lot of people, you know, you hear all these ads and, well, you can do this and you can do that. And it's like, well, what's it really costing you?
Yeah.
And they don't always have a tendency to tell you.
Sure.
So that's kind of really where we came up with the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Again, Affordable Interest Mortgage, your one-stop shop for all of your mortgage needs. And we say that every week, but I'm telling you, we really mean it. Anything to do with mortgages, Kirk can help you. 720-895-0500. You know, I was thinking about today, driving in, Kurt, about the show and all, and about houses and all. Can you imagine back in the 50s, you know, what maybe people were thinking of, man, houses are so expensive at
$36,000.
And man, just to where it's gone. I mean, it's good if you're a homeowner and all that, but I'm telling you, it's insane.
I'll date myself, but back in the 70s, late 60s, early 70s, when my mother bought this house, it was $32,000. And she just didn't think she could afford this.
Right.
It was just difficult for her to come up with, but they weren't looking at 30-year mortgages. She was looking at a 15 or a 20, and how do I make it work? And that's the house she owned for the next 30 years.
Right. Yeah, I dropped one of our folks off the other day that work here at the station, and he was telling me that, I believe it was, I can't remember really, early 80s, I believe it was, they bought a house, and it's like $78,000. They just got it appraised, and it was $389,000.
That's a pretty good rate of return over 20, 30 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that works pretty well.
So what are we looking at now? What is average pricing that you're seeing now?
Well, there was an article that came out through the media, and it comes out through several people, and it says that the average home in Denver sold for $500,000. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think when they post those numbers and say, here's the average price of a home, what they're looking at is a time frame. They're not looking at over the last year, here's what it's grown to. They may say in January or February, here's the average price of a home. Well, maybe there were a lot more higher dollar homes that sold at that time frame. Because all the numbers that I read, when you look at a year-end total for 2017, it was $393. Well, home prices didn't go up $107,000. In 30 to 60 days. So I think we have to look at it. Now, some of the questions are, what's that going to do to the market? How's it going to affect the market? I firmly believe it will, for a lot of different reasons. You're starting to push that envelope. If we look back to 2017 in February, we only had about 2,500 homes on the market. This year in February, we had 4,200 homes on the market. So we had about an 18% increase, but that's still not enough. In order to have a good buyer-seller market to where you have options and you can negotiate and you can look around and find that right home, you need to be up to about 12 to 13,000 homes available every month.
Okay.
But that's not happening.
It's been a while since we've been there, right?
It's been quite a while since we've been there. So what happens when you're driving home prices up, like they said, at 500, even at 400, you're starting to take that home that's 180 to 210 to 250, and you're starting to drive that up to 250 to 300. Well, you got all the support staffs. You got, you know, you got laborers, you got warehouse people, you've got retail people that they can't afford a $500,000 house, and they still need a home to live in. Mm-hmm. And that's the house that's 250 to 300, which is the hottest market out there because there are none.
Yeah.
And a lot of those families don't want to move into condos.
Sure.
Now, you're seeing a lot of builders starting to try to build those, what they call starter homes, the low-income homes. I don't see a $250,000 house as being low-income because you still need to make pretty good income to make it work. But those homes are also raising in price. So I think we're going to start to see a little bit of a slowdown. Mm-hmm. Not a lot. I'm not here to scare people, but I think you're going to see a slowdown. I think you're going to start to see availability of homes increase. Will it get to the 12,000 by the end of the year? No.
Right.
It's also going to start to affect first-time home buyers. When a first-time home buyer goes, imagine this. You're 22 years old, out of college. You know, you're making $60,000, $70,000 a year, and you decide you want to go out to buy a house. And you're looking at something at 250, you go, I wouldn't live there. So what are your choices?
Sure.
It's just, it becomes very different, and they don't have a lot of money down. So there's programs out for that, and they're like, I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I got to spend, I'm not doing that. So that's because the prices are going up. That's why a lot of people are moving out of Denver, the cost of housing.
Yeah. Our lines are open. If you've got any kind of questions about mortgages, refinancing, whatever, we'll take your calls. 303-477-5600. Again, Kurt Rogers with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Now, last week when you were on, you were talking about they had raised the conforming loan limit to $453,100. First of all, how do they, where do they come up with this numbers of 100, not 200 or 300?
This is a national number put together by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which are the two main lenders that buy loans. They're saying that 80% of the homes sold in that year, this was the price or less.
Okay.
So 20% would sell for higher than this. So with the average price going up to $500,000, that 453, it's still a good number. So you're it's not going to affect you. And a conforming loan is going to give you the best rate. They'll go 80%, no mortgage insurance. It's going to give you the best rate. The absolute best rate is going to be on a VA. If you're a veteran, there is not a better time to do because they have the lowest rates with no mortgage insurance, and they go to 100%. It's real simple with them. So that's the best program that's out there. After that becomes your conforming loans. And right now, 30-year fixed rates are better than ARM rates, which is really kind of funny. Because rates are still low, there's not enough spread for the lenders to make any money on the ARMs, so they're really not doing a whole lot of them.
Right.
A lot of people would say, well, I'll go to an ARM because my payment's lower. It's going to cost you more because it's an ARM. There's not enough margin. So as rates go up, you'll see that start to change. Mm-hmm. But the best rate is it's the 453 conforming.
Do you find, in mentioning veterans, do you find a lot of times when you do talk to veterans that they really do not realize all the benefits that are there for them?
Oh, probably 50% of the time. They're thinking, I want to buy a house, but what do I got to do? And when you start to tell them, well, you don't have to put any money down. You have no mortgage insurance. And you get the best rate available, so you're going to have the lowest payments. And they're like, really, I can do that? Yeah, you really can. And if you have any kind of disability, military disability, for example, my brother gets $110 a month because he broke his fingertip playing volleyball in Vietnam. So they pay him $110 a month. So if he does a VA, he has no upfront mortgage, a funding fee. So it's even cheaper. It's a wonderful program if you're a veteran. Not too many people use it. One of the things that has happened over the last 2 weeks with our firm, we actually have a lender that has raised the 453 to $679,500. Now, this is amazing to me because if the value of homes is $500,000, is that the average price? They say, I don't think it is, but let's say it is. You can actually now look at an $845,000 house. Get an 80% loan to value. You get a 10% behind this. Go to 90% at $679,500 at conforming rates. You don't have to go to jumbo. That is huge for somebody that's looking in that price range of homes. No mortgage insurance. You get the better rate. It's a great product that's out there. And I have one lender that's doing it now to $679,500. If you want to refinance, they'll refinance and let you have cash out.
Right.
Because normally on a jumbo loan, if you want to take cash out, you got to be way below 85 or 80% to get cash out. Not anymore, because conforming rules are a lot different. So it allows you to take that cash out.
You know, it seems I talk to a lot of people a lot of times. They'll hear you on the show or, you know, just know about our show, and they'll talk about mortgages, but they go, you know, I got laid off a couple of years ago, and, you know, I was late on a couple of bills and everything like that, but I hadn't been late lately. You can help people that had a few dings and had a few late pays and things like that. A lot of times you can.
Without a doubt. Some people think, well, I've had a mortgage late, I can't refinance or buy a home. That's not true. You can. If you've had one in the last year, it's not a problem. If you've had two, I still got lenders that will do that. If you've had lates on student loans or, excuse me, lates on a car payment, no, it's not going to stop you. You can still refinance or purchase a home even with a few lates. Now, you start having too many, you got a foreclosure, that's a different story.
Sure.
But on lates, no, because things happen.
Right. And even after bankruptcy, and so many times, you know, the people hear the different things about bankruptcy, but even after bankruptcy, guess what? You can buy a car, you can buy a house, you can do a lot of things.
Yeah, normally outside of a bankruptcy, you're two years outside of bankruptcy or foreclosure. On a short sale, you're actually on a foreclosure, and a short sale, you're going to be 4 years. But 2 years on a bankruptcy, you can. If you're in a Chapter 13, you can buy a home while you're in the bankruptcy. As long as you've been in it a year,
right,
you can still buy a home. Because when you're in a Chapter 13, it's a repayment plan bankruptcy. So you're making payments, and as long as you've made payments on it, and the judge says, yeah, you're okay, you can go out and buy a home. Lender, I have lenders that will do that. So it allows you to get reestablished and move forward.
Mm-hmm. And this is why you want to do business with Kurt. You know, you got a team of people there that want to help you and want to give you the right advice, give you the right information, then you make the right decision. 720-895-0500 again is the number, 720-895-0500. Now, before our break here, if you had a nickel for every time you were asked this question, you probably wouldn't need to be here today and being on the show with us. But rates, what do you seeing in your crystal ball?
You're right. I get that question asked once a day. It's what are rates going to do on folks that I'm, you know, I've got them approved on a new home. Well, should I lock now? Should I wait? Should I lock for 60? How should I do it? What's going to happen with rates? If I knew that one, I'd be a whole lot better off. But we don't know that. But what I think we need to consider is as the economy gets better, rates are going to continue to go up. Those days when we had 30-year fixes in the low threes, I firmly believe, are gone. When you're looking at an interest rate, let's say you take a $300,000 home and your rate's 4%, and the rate has gone to 4.5% on that same $300,000 loan, your payment only moves $88 a month. So, and that's a half a point, and they're not moving that much. You still get rates in the low, low fours. So to think that you're going to get into threes is probably not going to happen, but when the rate moves an eighth, it might move $20. That's normally not going to affect you for qualifying, not qualifying.
Right.
But by the end of the year, with the economy getting stronger, I believe rates are going to get up to 4.75. I think that's kind of where they'll end out by the end of the year. So maybe your payment goes up $88 a month. But when you now start to look at a few things, and I ran some numbers, if you're looking at a $300,000 house and you bought it 5 years ago, that house is appreciating at, let's say, minimum 3%. So you're going to make $9,000 a year. So in 3 years, you're making about $27,000. So $88 a month isn't a whole lot of money.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah. It kind of offsets that self.
Sure.
While you might not like the 88, you're still and I'm talking a low number of 3%. The average home is appreciated in 2017 was 6.9%. So owning a home is still a good idea, as long as you're buying the right home, you're not spending too much in the right place.
Yep.
You got to pay attention. It's not just saying, oh, well, there's a house, I want to go buy it. There's a lot more to it. We've talked about that in the past.
Before our break here, do you see any way these values can just keep going up, or do you think, you know, they got to level off at some point, right?
Yeah, and that kind of goes back to the beginning. You can't keep driving values up because you're pushing away the support staff because their homes are going up. They can't be here to help. You got to have, you know, you got to have the builders, the plumbers, the electricians. You got to have the warehouse. They got to be here to support while everybody else does what they do. It's the whole community that has to be involved. And if you can't find those homes, they have no place to live.
Right.
They're not going to stay. They're going to go somewhere else. So while we're doing very well at the top end, $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 homes, the key, and the government's been talking about it a lot, let's get some homes down there so people can move into them.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. Kurt Rogers is our guest today talking mortgages. Again, if you've got any questions, 303-477-5600.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Tired of being forgotten, disrespected, and not listened to when applying for a mortgage? Do you always get someone new when checking your loan status? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. We have been serving Colorado since 2001. We are closing loans in 13 to 15 days. We offer paperless applications, ability to view your loan status 24/7, loans designed to fit your needs, not the bank's, with customized terms, whether purchase or refinance, all at low rates. Take AIM for quick pre-approvals, cash out to pay off high credit card debt, and see how hundreds of our clients are saving thousands in excess interest and payments, all while owning their home faster. Find out how. Call now, 720-895-0500, and talk to your personalized mortgage professional from start to finish. 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500, where it is all about you. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers KLZ listeners complete pet care services every day, all at one location. It's so much more than a clinic and so convenient. Their expert staff is always happy to help your pet have the happy and healthy life it deserves. Schedule a medical checkup for your beloved companion or take the first step toward a better behaved buddy by signing your pup up for obedience training. Did you know that if your sweet kitty needs grooming, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center is one of the few facilities that offers grooming for both dogs and cats. And if you're planning a vacation, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center offers boarding for dogs, cats, and other small pets so you can take your vacation without worry, knowing that your four-legged family member's home away from home has a fully equipped medical center on site. Learn more about Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center at LoneTreeVet.com or call 303-708-8050.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Whatley. Kurt Rogers is with us from Affordable Interest Mortgage. And Kurt's been a great supporter of ours, a great friend of our show, and personally for, wow, long time now.
Well, we go back into the 90s. So.
Yeah.
Well, actually, no, around 2002, 2003 is when
exactly.
we hooked up.
Yeah. Wow.
It's been
Absolutely.
A while.
We were like 20 then.
Yeah. No, we weren't 20, but we were a lot younger than we are now.
But we're talking mortgages and anything that can help you there. So once again, boy, if you have any mortgage questions, you know, you can give us a call here, 303-477-5600, or get by and see Kurt. He's great to work with you even by phone. If you want to call him, you've got some questions, he'll sit down with you and help you out. And one thing I've always appreciated him, Kurt's not one of these guys that a hard sell guy at all, not even a soft sell. Gives you information. If it works, great. If it doesn't, hey, we made new friends, and we're always there to help you. So you'll enjoy doing business with him. Now, talking about rates, Kurt, and just kind of the history of rates and home sales and all that, you brought a little information to help us out there.
Well, we start to think about home prices are up. If you look back in 2012, the median price home, including condos and homes, was $200,000. Like I said, today it's 393 when you add condos and everything into that. So first thing you got to think about is, well, if it's 200 and went to 393, it almost doubled in 5 years. So that's why I have a hard time somebody saying I would rather rent than buy. If you look at the current rent prices in Colorado right now, the average rent is $1,975. Now, this is a little sidebar. What I find out about that, and I've talked to a couple people who've tried to rent, when you go to rent today, from what I'm being told, if your rent's $1,975, you have to gross three times that. That means your debt-to-income ratio is basically 33%.
Right.
You can buy a home with 50% debt-to-income ratio and make, now, you won't make $200,000 equity in the next 5 years. That's not going to happen. But if I made half of that, I'm still doing okay.
Sure.
And I'm paying less in a purchase than I am in a rent. So, you know, one of the biggest things people say, well, when I rent, I don't have any liabilities. I don't have to do anything. You're right. I might do $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 with a repair to my house, but make $100,000. I'd rather own it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I rent it, I got to call the landlord to come out and fix this. He wants to raise the rates. I got neighbors right next door.
Sure.
I'm really not very private. With owning a property, it's completely different, and I get the money at the end.
Yep.
So when you look at the inventory supply, and I talked about this earlier, back in 2012, we had over a 3.5 month supply of homes. That's the market you want to be in. Remember I said 42? Mm-hmm. We have a 1 month market now. Multiply that times 3.5, I'm at 12,000 to 15,000. There's the good market to be in.
Right.
When homes were down, we had that kind of market people chose. Now we only have a 1 month supply of homes. In 1 month, we will sell those 4,200 homes, which means another 4,200 have to fall into place. So that kind of answers your question, what's happening in the market? We still got lots of people moving into Colorado. We got some moving out, but we still have lots coming in. And it's going to continue for the next year to 2 years. You and I have been here a long time. We like Colorado. It's our home. And we understand why they want to move here, but we got to stop.
Okay.
It's just getting, you know, we love you, but we got to stop. So those kind of numbers. Now, if you look at rates, if you go back to 2010, rates were 5.1 in April of 2010. 2008, they were 5.9. So when we talk about rates at 4%, that was 7, 8 years ago.
We get pretty spoiled.
We get kind of spoiled. You know, everybody's talking about this. So putting things into perspective, matter of fact, just 3 years ago, rates were 4.5. Even when the market was getting hot and cycling and rates were coming down, they were still 4.5, and people were still buying lots of homes. So we got to kind of put all that stuff back into perspective.
Right. You know, you hear all the time, and like I say, ads, if you listen to radio much and TV, all that, you'll see things. Boy, now's the time to refinance, eliminate your mortgage insurance. Why are we hearing that so much?
Because a lot of people that the first-time home buyers or folks that get into a home didn't have the money down, so their loan-to-value was higher, and they have a thing called mortgage insurance. There's a lot of pros and cons talking about mortgage insurance. And what mortgage insurance does, it just guarantees to the lender that if you don't pay, they get their money. So they charge you a monthly fee to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Could be anywhere from $85 to $400, depending on the type loan. It is not a tax-deductible item. Used to be, is no longer that. So some people say, why am I paying it? It adds, when you factor in the mortgage insurance payment on a $300,000 loan, you're actually, let's say your rate's 3.875. Your actual rate comes in at 4.875 when you add the payment of the mortgage insurance. You'd have a rate of 4.875 to match that payment.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying in most cases there's ways to get around it, but some cases, the mortgage insurance is good. And let me explain in those cases why. Let's say you're going to buy a home and you're going to stay into it for 7 to 8 to 10 years. Well, what happens with most mortgage insurance is it goes down every month or every year.
Okay.
Because the mortgage insurance is calculated as a percentage on your payoff. So as your payoff goes down, your mortgage insurance goes down. After a period of time, when you get to 78 to 80% loan to value, it can be taken off. So now all of a sudden, you're dropping that payment to $300 a month.
Gotcha.
So it's better. So the longer you're in the loan, the better one is to have with mortgage insurance. If you plan on being in the home 5 years or less, then buy one without the mortgage insurance and put it into the interest rate, because the bank's going to pay it for you. They call that lender-paid mortgage insurance. They'll pay for it. Mm-hmm. They're just going to charge you a higher rate. So they get it in the payment, but not separate. It's all in the same payment.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. Now, are there ways to purchase a home without having to put the 20% down and still have no mortgage insurance?
Yes. And the first one I'll tell you about is VA. I'm very fond of VA. We do quite a few of them. It's the best loan you can get. Then there are other loans. We have one loan that's 1% down with no mortgage insurance. So if you buy a $500,000 house, you might only have to put 1% down of $5,000, and you can finance the rest. Now, the rate's going to be higher.
Sure.
But you're putting no money down. Understand it's risk-based.
Yeah.
While these loans are available, as you're going through these and are looking at these as to what fits, you can't think that you're not going to take some risk and get the lowest rate. The lenders are like, we're not doing that. We'll give you the opportunity not to bring a lot of money, but we're going to charge you a little bit more to insure our investment.
Mm-hmm.
Because back in 2008, they were actually doing loans with no money down and no credit scores, and they weren't doing all of that. And that's kind of what happened, is you had no skin in the game, so it was easy for you to walk away from the home.
Sure.
So the lenders have looked at it a little bit different, and to try to protect themselves, they've built these factors in. So, yeah, you can do that.
So when you're sitting down, for lack of a better word, counseling with people on what's better for them, I mean, it's kind of an extensive interview a little bit to get all this figured out.
Yeah, trying to educate them on, you know, because everybody hears, you can, there's a couple mortgage brokers out there, you can buy a home with as little as $1,000 down. The answer to that question is yes. You can close a loan in as little as 10 days. Not on your life. Not going to happen.
Right.
There's just too many other moving factors. Even if you bring every piece of paperwork you got in, 10 days later, you're not going to close.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many other people. But the law says you can close in no quicker than 10. The law says you can buy a home with $1,000 down. But they don't tell you that's going to have mortgage insurance. They don't tell you that that interest rate is going to be 5.25% to 6%. So they get you in, and then they try to convince you to go a different way.
Right.
Realtors will talk about, I can get you into this house with $1,000 down. Yes, there is, but please explain to the consumer, there's a cost for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not free. And that's, I get a little upset with people that they try to mislead you. You'll hear some ads that they'll say, you can get a VA loan without mortgage insurance. Well, there ain't a VA loan in the world that has mortgage insurance. So why did you mention that? Or you can still get tax breaks on your interest. Well, that's not necessarily true either.
Right.
You might not fit into that tax bracket. I mean, are you going to be able to write off more than $24,000? Because if mm-hmm. not, you're not getting advantage on your interest that you're paying on your home. So, but they don't say those things. They try to guide you around them, and that just irritates me.
Yep.
Sorry.
When we come back, Kurt has used this term quite a bit on our show, talking about how he believes that clients should be mortgage safe. When we come back, we're going to find out what he means by that. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
I was hurt in a car accident. The bills were piling up and my insurance company was giving me the runaround. I didn't know what to do, but then I called a lawyer I saw on TV. That lawyer had all the tools and the knowledge to get me 1.2 mil...
Whoa, whoa. When you're hurt in an accident, you need Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law, a lawyer that's going to take your case seriously and not treat you like some get-rich-quick scheme. Serious car accidents are traumatic and can completely disrupt your life. Kevin Flesh has the integrity to help you get your life back on track. He will fight for you to get what you deserve, but he won't treat you like a lottery ticket. After you've been in an accident, call Kevin Flesh of Flesh Law at 303-806-8886 and make sure you will get someone who will do the right thing and get your life back.
Don't fall for gimmick ads when choosing your insurance coverage. Group Insurance Analyst has been Colorado's insurance superstore since 1984, where customers can compare and shop for all of their insurance needs. At GIA Insurance, their brokers have no allegiance to any particular health, auto, or home insurance company. Take advantage of their experience, expertise, and exceptional client service. For your free quote, call today at 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162. Visit their website, e-gia.com, or stop by their office at 44th and Garrison Street in Wheat Ridge. Group Insurance Analyst is an official Haystack Help registered company.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage, trying to go through a lot of mortgage things that will help you out and not be fooled by a lot of misleading ads out there. I promise you, you'll get the truth with Affordable Interest Mortgage. Now, Kurt, I mentioned before the break there, you've used the term before, that you believe the client should be mortgage safe. What do we mean by that?
First thing, make sure the mortgage that you have is something you can take care of. But the second thing is, back in 2008, I saw a lot of people that did not have liquidity to help them for what was coming. Now, they didn't know it,
mm-hmm.
but there's a way to be able to do that. And that's where I talk about. Many of my clients did have what I call being mortgage safe. They would have a home equity line of credit but have no money on it. The advantage that you have right now with home values as high as they are, with what you currently own in your mortgage, you can probably pull out anywhere from $20,000 to $70,000. My suggestion is get a loan approved now. Don't put any money on it, but get the loan approved. Because if something happens and you lose your job or the economy gets tougher for whatever reason, because we didn't think it was going to happen in 2008 like it
sure.
did. Something else could happen. So if you have this loan sitting behind you and all of a sudden you're unemployed for 6 months, or all of a sudden you got unexpected bills, you have a way to tap that without tapping your savings or your checking or your retirement or the kids' college. You have another way to do it. You have a way to be able to, for example, my neighbor in 2008, she had a loan that we all know about called the asset manager. She had had it for about 6 months and she lost her job. Now, she worked for Oppenheimer, so she was making pretty good money.
Mm-hmm.
She was unemployed for 18 months. So all of a sudden now, 60% of what the income that was coming in was gone. Her husband was still working. He's a mechanic, and they were making money, but it's
60% it didn't reach. Still 60%.
It didn't reach. So they were always going in the negative. But because of the loan, because they had this liquidity available to them, they lived for 18 months, paid the car payment, paid the groceries, paid the utilities. Their kids still went to high school. He played in baseball. And all of a sudden, she gets a job back. They go back to paying to the loan. Mm-hmm. Her credit score didn't go down. So having that prevented them from going into foreclosure. In 2008, there were over 13 million people that foreclosed because they weren't mortgage safe. They didn't have a cushion to deal with. So having that built into your mortgage, and again, don't take the money, just have it available and let it sit there. It costs you $60 a year. So you can tap $20,000 or $30,000. So if your house payment's, let's say, $1,200 a month, you got a year and a half to where you can make a house payment and not have to worry about it. Your score doesn't go down. So when you get to the other side, you're still able to get through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't do second mortgages. This doesn't benefit me a bit, but allows you to keep your home. It allows you to continue to keep your score up. And like my neighbor said, she kept bringing me cookies every month because she understands what she'd have lost had they not had that type of loan.
Yeah, because, I mean, otherwise, if someone doesn't have that, you know, money set aside, I don't know anybody that could withstand 18 months at 60% less income coming in.
It was devastating to them. But they were so thankful that they had the asset manager that it was able to get them through. It was wonderful.
Right. Now, are there other ways to be what we're calling mortgage safe without getting a second home equity line of credit?
I'm going to bring you right back to the asset manager. John has the loan. I've had the loan since 2007. To me, it's the greatest loan on the planet if you pay attention to money. If you're not financially disciplined, this is not your loan. Meaning which, if you're bouncing checks or just when you get extra cash, you go buy something you really don't need, this is really not your loan. But this loan allows you to not change your spending habits and pay off your home truthfully in about half the time. I actually have people that are, once they see how it works, they're paying off their home in 5-6 years.
Wow.
But they still have the availability of all the equity in their home.
And the part, anytime you talk about paying something off early, most of the time, if not 100% of the time, it requires you to change something.
Correct.
In the way you're spending money, which
Correct.
I'm probably not going to do. So this way, you're talking about, hey, keep doing what you're doing.
You don't change a penny. I'll give you a kind of a simple example. If you put in $5,000 a month and you're spending $4,500 a month, you don't change any of that. Because the payment on this loan is less, so you're going to have more money going to your principal, and you're going to pay less interest. The average person will save over $172,000 in interest. Multiply that or divide that by 360 months. Mm-hmm. That's extra money that you're paying that you don't need to pay.
Sure.
Now you apply that to your loan and it works. And it really works this way. I have people to come to me. I have a 15-year mortgage and my interest rate's 2.625. You can't beat that. Yeah, I can. I can pay off your home in about 13 years, but without changing a penny of your spending habits. So you're actually paying less rate.
Right.
It just the way the loan is set up, it's basically a checking account, a savings account, and a mortgage all in one. Because every dollar you put in the checking account pays you the same rate as you're paying on the mortgage, and it applies that to your principal. And because it's a simple interest loan and not a compound interest takes that $300,000 loan after you've made a payment and re-amortizes the balance at 29 years and 11 months. So now that's why you're paying probably anywhere from 75 to 80% of what you borrow is what you're going to pay in interest over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's not 3.5%. That's a higher rate.
Right.
But with this loan, it's simple interest. Your payment is calculated on your balance at the end of the month, your average daily balance. And it's not compound. So I'm paying, as my payoff goes down, my payment goes down. Which means when I deposit that $5,000 again next month, I got more money going to principal, plus I'm getting paid the same rate.
So if you leave that, to simplify that, you leave that $5,000 in there for 25 days, whatever, then pay your bills out. Like you say, you write checks for $4,500. For 25 days there, that money has really worked for you.
The example my wife and I do, we just redid our loan because of the way they changed it for 30 years. We can take, on the second day of the month, we're going to transfer $50,000 out of the company. We're going to put it over here in this loan. On the 28th of the month, we're going to kick it back. Saves me $212 a month in interest. It's the same $50,000. That's $2,500 a year less interest I pay.
Mm.
10 years, it's $25,000, and it costs me nothing. It's that simple to do. Just you get paid on that kind of money every day it sits there. Now, most people will have some kind of a savings account, whether it's $5,000 or $20,000 or $50,000.
Right.
They've got it sitting in a savings account that's making them, what, 0.5% to 1%. When you move it to this, it's automatically going to start paying you 4 to 5%. You still have access to it. It didn't go away. Just because you put it over here in this checking account doesn't mean it's gone. It's still available, but now it's starting to pay you 4 to 5%. And it's taking that money, it's applying it to your principal, driving your payoff down, which drives your payment down, which in turn drives your interest rate down. Because all interest rate is profit to the bank. Pay the bank less profit, you pay a lower rate.
Right. Now, I would assume most of the time when you first start explaining this to people, if it's by phone, they probably come in to see you to really
get a better understanding. Well, the first thing they ask is, can you send me anything? Well, there isn't nothing. There's a spreadsheet.
Right.
But sending you a spreadsheet without knowing how those numbers go in wouldn't do you any good. I have a couple articles that we send. What I try to do is say, can I just come visit you? I'll bring my spreadsheet. I'll let you put in your numbers, and I'll show you how it works. Mm-hmm. It takes the average consumer 3 to 4 weeks before they start to understand the entire concept of how it works and think it will work or it won't work. It's not for everybody, but it is for a whole lot of people. And right now, with rates where they are, we have a lot of people trying to do that loan because they're able to cut their payments and give themselves more cash and protect themselves for anything that's coming, like my neighbor, because that's the loan she had.
Right. Why are we not seeing really more banks? Why aren't we seeing this on every television station, every radio station, people talking about this kind of loan?
There's only one bank that does it. The loan started in 1965. It's not new. Okay. Hit the United States in 1999. And when I say this to people, most people don't. They go, no, it can't be true. We're the only country in the world that's 30-year fixed, amortized the way we amortize. Mm-hmm. Nobody else does that. The rest of the world, 35% of all mortgages done in Europe and in Australia is this loan. They don't do loans the same way. They look at how they can pay them off faster, and it's better to the bank. Because think of it from the bank's point of view, what the risk is to the bank. If you're doing a regular mortgage and you make your payment and you're late, they're going to pick up the phone and call you. They're going to send you a nasty gram. Well, it costs them money to chase you.
Sure.
If they have to foreclose on you, the average cost of a foreclosure in 2017 was just at $73,000. Now, let's go back, and I mentioned that there were, 13 million people to foreclose in 2008. Since 1999 till today, there's only been one person to foreclose with this loan. One. It's almost impossible because you've always got the equity to make the payment. It doesn't matter if you put money in. You can take money out.
Right.
So you're protecting yourself from those speed bumps that come along. And it just works in such a way that the bank is being guaranteed, because as you pay the home down, if your house is worth $200 and you owe $175, the risk is with the bank, not with you. If the house is worth $500 and you owe $200, the risk is with you, because they want it because they can make some money. Sure. This home allows you to take all the risk away from the bank. They don't have to chase you. There's no expense to it. Mm-hmm. So the advantage of what this can do for you, it puts you in a better position. You control your money. The bank doesn't. Nobody else can tell you what to do. Once you pay it off, should you decide I need to go out and buy a rental property or I want to take a vacation, write yourself a check.
Right.
Because you can tap the equity of your home for 30 years.
And, you know, several years back, my brother-in-law visited here, and you went through this with him. And because he pastors a church, and the way his setup is there, he couldn't. But I believe it was two or three guys in his church did it.
Yes.
Paid off their home. But he took this philosophy, we'll call it, this concept, to a bank. And they were going to be buying some new property, building a new church and all this stuff. And it took him a little bit to explain it to the banker to get him to understand how it works. But they ended up doing this. And it's been
marvelous for the church.
Huge for the church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's better stewardship of your money. Some people ask me, why do more banks not do it? Well, if you look at it, again, small numbers, take a $300,000 loan. Let's say your interest rate's 3.75. You're going to pay them back about $213,000 in interest. Okay? They don't want to give that up. Mm-hmm. Because in the first 7 years, they're going to collect 70% of that. Because it's compound interest.
Sure.
In this loan, you're going to probably pay close to $85,000 in interest. But the advantage with this loan is it doesn't have foreclosure. It doesn't have all the risk. And they're guaranteed the money. And the last thing that people don't understand about banks, if you give a bank $10,000, they can loan it out 8 times. So if they're loaning out $80,000 on paper, because it's not real,
right. They're
probably making 21% interest on all of that. But they're not paying you anything. With this bank, they're going to do it the same way. That's why they're paying you 4 or 5% on the money you're putting in there, because they're still making money.
Sure.
But they have no risk. There's no cost to do the loan. it's almost nothing. So they're more willing to do that, and it performs better because the people who do it are more financially responsible.
Right.
That's why it works so well.
If you would like more information, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for great deals on outdoor equipment and clothing, we've got you covered. Hi, this is Bill Paddock, owner of the Outdoorsman's Attic, your outdoor gear consignment headquarters. You'll save 20, 30, 40, even 50% on previously owned outdoor gear for the fisherman, hunter, and camper. We also sell live bait, firearms, and ammo. If you're doing a little spring cleaning, bring in your gear to the Outdoorsman's Attic. We'll sell it for you and put cash in your pocket. You can also pick up your hunting and fishing licenses right here at the store. Your one-stop shop for all your outdoor gear needs is the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hampton Avenue in Sheridan, Colorado. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Or visit us online at outdoorsmansattic.com. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and receive 20% off all your outdoor clothing.
Are you well-positioned today with your current financial advisors? Or should you consider switching advisors? And if so, how can you find the right one? To help people like you, Dot Mecklenburg offers a free second opinion service. Let Dot help you achieve your retirement goals. Call Dot Mecklenburg today at 303-940-7807. That's 303-940-7807 or visit dotmecklenburg.com. Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Your Money Matters right here on Haystack Help Radio. Again, Kurt Rogers with us, and we have a few more minutes. And we're going to touch on a couple of things now, and then on a future show, we'll come back and hit these a little bit more in detail. But, Kurt, I was thinking on the way in today, but, you know, boy, about some steps in all of this process, and maybe people buying their first home. You know, what is really the right step when you decide, okay, you wake up, I want to be a homeowner? First of all, what should we really be asking ourselves?
Am I ready to buy a home? Do I understand everything that goes with it? The home buying process, unless you've been not here for a long time, has completely changed. It's a much longer, more intense process. And it can be taken care of pretty simple, but it's understanding what you're going to go through to get to the end result, which is to own a home. You need to honestly sit down and start looking at, okay, what am I paying? I want to buy something else, so what would I qualify for? You need to find that number. If, let's say you're paying $2,000 a month in rent or $1,600 a month in rent. If you want to stay there, you need to find out what that will buy you. And you don't have to contact a realtor to do this. There's different, you contact a mortgage broker, they can do a basic pre-qual and say, you know, $300,000 house costs you $1,700 a month. How does that fit? You can go online, find a whole bunch of homes for maybe $300,000
right,
to get an idea of what you're thinking in different places.
But it's better to start once you get that decision and you've gone through all the thinking about, you know, hey, am I really financially ready to do this? Really start with shopping for a loan instead of shopping for a home.
You can't make an offer, and I'm not making this up, you can't make an offer on a house unless the realtor will always ask you, are you pre-approved? they're not going to take you out because they know the person selling the house isn't going to accept your offer unless you're already pre-approved. So you need to know what you qualify for. But when you're qualifying for the payment, understand that there's going to be other expenses in there that you're probably not used to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If you buy a townhome, you still are now going to be responsible for the water heater and the garbage disposal. So you need to think that might cost me an extra $200 to $500 a year. You're going to have some expense.
Right.
So don't push yourself so tight that you don't have room to take care of those things. If you're buying a house, you got to go, okay, well, I got to cut the grass. Okay, I got to water the yard.
Mm-hmm.
I got these kind of bills.
And I'm responsible for repairs.
That's it.
Instead of.
So, and we talked about that. If you, even if you spend $15,000 over 5 years, it's still beneficial, mm-hmm. but you have to factor those things in before you even contact a realtor. You can get a lot of information, but you need to find out what you qualify for that you're comfortable with and make sure it'll get you a property that you're okay with.
Right. And qualified for or pre-approved for doesn't necessarily mean you need to spend every dime of that qualification.
That is, the lady called me the other day, and she said, I'd like to get approved, and I'd like to be here. I called her back. I said, you know, you're approved for a whole lot more than you want to pay. She said, what do you mean? She said, you could buy a $300,000, $400,000 house, but you want to stay in this payment, so that's going to put you at about $275,000.
Mm-hmm.
She said, that's right.
Right.
She wanted to stay within a range, but she qualified for a whole lot more. So that's what we're finding her. We're finding her a townhome at $275,000 that will work and fit her budget and not strap her.
Right. You know, and then that next step, once you find that right mortgage help, which we highly recommend Affordable Interest Mortgage, you know, finding that good realtor. And I'll tell you, this is something that I think is a struggle for a lot of people because, first of all, most of us probably know a realtor. Somehow, usually in a family line, there's a realtor.
Pretty close.
But I usually recommend to people, you know what? I would not probably do that. I want somebody that is really going to look out for me. And you may think that family member may do that. But, I mean, if they're qualified, that's different. But just
correct.
Make sure you get a good, qualified realtor that is going to do the best for you.
You can look, if you're, let's say you have a family member that's a realtor, they might be the one. But before you say yes to them, do a little research. Find out what their homes are. Go to their webpage. They'll always have comments from other customers.
Right.
Find out. Do the research as if you didn't know them. You're still going to use them, but find out some information about them. I completely agree. And if you don't have a realtor, actually ask your mortgage broker because I promise you I know the ones that are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones I like to deal with.
Yeah.
They understand that they work for you. That you're not doing
Pamela Myers effort. Of the world, the Max Johnsons of
yes,
the world.
Yes.
I mean, we've got several that we, you know, highly, highly recommend.
Highly recommend because they will go out of their way to make sure they find a house for you. They're actually your servant. That's the way both of those two think.
Are you still hearing a lot with realtors about the whole negotiation process? I mean, like, you know, boy, they're turning in maybe an offer on a home, and before they know it, it's gone. Is it still pretty hot?
Before I came over today, we have a client that we're doing a loan for, and the realtor called me, and she says, I need the pre-approval letter, and I need an escalation clause because we're going to go up about $8,000 from the initial offer. So I sent her over the form. I said, you can take this and just change it, max out here, because they're putting in an escalation clause. So we're still hearing. And what that is the house might be, let's say, $250,000, and they might say, we'll go to $262,000. So if at $1,000 increments, if somebody beats my $250,000, add a grand, I'm up,
mm-hmm.
all the way to $262,000. So you don't have to go back and forth.
Right.
Now, the selling agent doesn't know that, but the buyer's agent does. And they just build it into the system to mm-hmm. make it work.
Right. And then it's always good, and I guess most of the time if you're financing, you have to get a home inspection. Is that true?
No. Home inspections, even on a new home, are optional. But it's one of the best things you could do. You
right.
need to find out about the home and is there a problem in the sewer lines? Do you have any kind of gas leaks in there? Do you have any kind of water heater or furnace issues that could happen to you in the next 2 to 3 years? So, yeah, spend the $300-$400 it takes for an inspection. I strongly recommend that. And the home is contingent upon you purchasing the home is contingent upon that inspection.
Mm-hmm.
And that is done before the appraisal.
Right.
I definitely recommend
then
that.
Then pick your battles. I mean, if it's a few little things, fine. But then if it's, like you say, a sewer deal, whatever.
If it's a furnace, you got to say, okay, we need to negotiate here. somebody's going to look at the roof. How much? You know, I can't look at the roof, and I'm in the industry, and tell you if there's a problem with the roof. That's not what I do.
Right.
So I find somebody that tells me that. So yeah, you need to do that.
Exactly. Once again, Kurt and his crew can help you out. You know, we did a show recently on reverse mortgages, and that is still an option, you know, for those that qualify for that. But just really refinancing, you know, if you're just looking for the first time home buyer, reverse mortgage, whatever, Kurt and his crew will be glad to help you. And, Kurt, we were talking with someone here in the studio, actually, that has some issues, and we talk about they're kind of with an HOA and around 400 units in this place, and some of the people don't have the money to take care of the roofs, and if they don't do this, the HOA can put liens on their property and all. So, again, you just never know when you're going to need some extra money, and sometimes sitting down with someone like yourself to figure out all the different ways that are available, and if none of them fit, none of them fit, but at least you have the knowledge of where you can get some money.
There's the mortgage safe thing I was talking about. There's ways to protect you from those kind of things happening at the last minute. You know, HOAs are HOAs. Some of them are really good. Some of them are really poor. If they're not managing and they don't have the right companies to protect the property, they're going to come back on you, and in most cases, they have the right to do that. Now, you can get angry and you can fight, but you're going to spend money to fight and still might lose.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to say, okay, let's go forward and let's fix this and go. Because in the case we're talking about, and this isn't the only one. I've had a couple of these where the roof's got problems, and they want to charge people more money. So, yeah, there are ways around that. And that if you want to call, I'll be more than happy to give you some suggestions on what you can do. Some of them are with me. Some of them you can do all by yourself.
720-895-0500 is the number for affordable interest mortgage. And your disclosure, sir.
7400 East Arapaho Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado. Regulated by the Division of Real Estate. We're an equal credit lender. 720-895-0500. And our NMLS number is 298-191. And on all the rates and programs that I talked about, we were classifying that at a 90% loan-to-value with a 740 FICO.
Thank you very much, sir.
You betcha.
And thank you for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio and a special edition of Your Money Matters. AIMortgage.net is Kurt's website. Check it out. Give them a call if they can help you. 720-895-0500. Hope everyone has a great day. And leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.